Well, it's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out. And as I've told a lot of my friends and listeners, that it's not the first 100 days that bother me. It's the potential of the next 100 days or 200 or 300 days. They could fundamentally change this nation in a very, very bad way. Tell me how folks can reach out to you. Give me the latest on your battle with big tech. Everything settled down for you?
Yeah, I'm awesome. I'm always getting Facebook warnings, you know, that my page is being, basically silenced a little bit, or my traffic might not be as high because I posted something on the genetic experiment, which is the vaccine, things like that. But they can find me at Reagan Babe on Facebook. There's a video that I posted back in April that has been going absolutely viral around the world right now. And it is a restaurant owner standing up to the Canadian mask Nazis. People are over it. People want to hear the truth. People want to see other people fighting. I will always fight and speak the truth, especially against the communist left. They can sign up for my newsletter at ReaganBabe.com or on Facebook at ReaganBabe. That comes every Sunday afternoon. And it's basically just a consolidation of 10 stories that I've read throughout the week.
Megan, it's always good. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Coming up, a war veteran, a hero, a guy that's done 2 tours in Afghanistan. What are we walking away from in Afghanistan? Over the weekend, they began withdrawing troops. We don't have lots there, something like 2,500. But we got a lot of machinery. We have a lot of weaponry that is there. And it's beginning to bail out of Afghanistan. What are we walking away from? And what are we leaving behind? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And it's just a touch after 5:30 right now. And yes, it is rush hour. And we're getting those types of conditions in several areas right now. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. You're traveling around 35 miles per hour through there. Also slow 95 southwest of Valley View. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. A lot of congestion there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Also, we're getting some slow flows on that flyover ramp. Those which are leaving the 95 merging over to Interstate 15 south. And congestion through the airport tunnel. That's southbound Russell at Paradise.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. A relatively small field set for Sunday's Cup Series race at Darlington, the Goodyear 400. The extra entries, 4 of them, Cody Ware driving for Petty Ware Racing, J.J. Yelly driving for Rick Ware Racing, Justin Haley for Spire Motorsports, and B.J. McLeod for Live Fast Motorsports. Just 37 total entries for Sunday's race. The schedule for the weekend on Wednesday, they'll run at virtual Darlington, and then actual racing starting on Friday with the trucks going on Friday, the Xfinity Series on Saturday, and then the Cup Series will run on Sunday with the Goodyear 400. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. and for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over the weekend, we began our extraction from Afghanistan, America's longest war. I had a chance earlier to visit with Adam Roosevelt. He's the CEO of AR International, a cyber and security firm, but he's also a two-time visitor to Afghanistan. He did two tours of duty. He has done all kinds of cyber work there, and I had a chance to ask him if leaving Afghanistan will create some sort of void.
You know, Kev, I've been watching the reports and the work that I do globally, looking at how things are going to trend so that I forecast for my clients what's going to happen in the future, whether they're in the defense space or whether they're in the private sector. We've already seen activity from the Taliban. They're already taking over bases, army bases. They're already working on making sure that they have strategic locations that they're going to attack. There's going to be a lot of tension between the Afghan National Army as with the Taliban. There's going to be a lot of clashing with the Afghan police force as well, and we're already seeing that unfold. There were even threats against U.S. troops as well if we did not pull out. But the point is, this is going to be an area of conflict for a long period of time. It will become a headquarters for terrorist activity.
How much will we leave behind when our 2,500 men and women leave? They're going to be leaving behind, I imagine, some machinery, tanks, whatever it is, munitions. My question is, how much will we leave behind, and is it stuff that might ultimately be used against the Afghan people?
Well, the way it works, Kevin, on the withdrawal effort, there's a certain parts of the equipment that's been designated either in use or not in use in storage facilities. There's going to be some of that equipment that will be deconstructed, broken down, maybe recycled. And some of that equipment, there should be a status force agreement between us and the Afghan National Army and the national folks that are involved in the conversations up to the presidential level, who are going to want to have earmarked, you know, tanks, weapons, munition supplies. So there will be some of that goes to our allies on the ground. But if those locations are overtaken, Kevin, that resource will become the Taliban.
Again, Adam Roosevelt joining us. He is the CEO of AR International, a cyber and security firm. He is an intelligence expert and a U.S. Army veteran, and did two tours of duty in Afghanistan. Why hasn't it worked in Afghanistan? I mean, we've taken freedom and liberty around the globe. The Soviets tried it in Afghanistan. It didn't work. Why hasn't it worked in Afghanistan?
I will say, Kevin, that whenever there's a war, there's always what's told to the public, and then there's the economic reality of why we're in a country. We know the Middle East has a lot of natural resources. The only reason we would go in is for a few things: national security, the global war on terrorism, and economic opportunity. We didn't put hundreds of millions of dollars into that economy so that they wouldn't join us as a trade partner. You know, so we have to go in with key priorities really surrounding those equities that I just mentioned, the global war on terrorism, economics. But when we came in, I don't think that economics was our focus. I think the Afghan people culturally are not prepared to adopt Western philosophy. And our strategy, and we tried so many of them, were not effective. I would think, Kevin, at this point in time, economics and trade relations are going to be the only thing that bring us to the table going forward if the Taliban is able to regain control.
Other than national security, is there anything there worth fighting for and dying for?
I do think there are. There are women and children there. There are people who want to adopt the Western philosophies and have been told that the West is an enemy. They've been raised this way. I've been there in the communities working with the children. And I'll tell you this, Kevin, I gave this young boy his first chocolate bar, you know, and it's just amazing how you can see those human moments between the American soldiers doing something so small and getting these children to see a different life. I think the women and children are our greatest allies. They're going to continue to be on the lookout for the Western world, and they want to join us. I do think that that's important. I think that they would share, at least some of them would share that same goal in life.
You've done two tours of duty in Afghanistan, and I know over the course of that time, we probably built a dozen, 100, 200 schools, water purification plants. We have put a lot of infrastructure into that country. How much of it is still viable?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I was there when the USAID, United States Aid International Development Agency, they were there to develop roads and infrastructure. I would say that there's probably still a large part of the road and infrastructure pieces in place, but the strategic transportation infrastructure, for example, that would be used to move supplies to aid the Afghan National Army, those will be attack points that the Taliban is going to want to hit. So we'll need to understand what infrastructure we've invested in before we pull out, and we'll have to put it on a map so that, one, we can tell the Afghan National Army this is what they'll need to protect on the way out. But I do think that there's going to be some strategic attacks or holding those locations for supplies going in and out of Afghanistan. So that's already underway. As we understand it, the Taliban is very smart. They're not new to the war field. So once we pull out, they'll either destroy it or take it captive.
I've talked with a lot of people that have served in Afghanistan, and one of the things they tell me is that this pulling out is the wrong thing to do. The big question is it the right time because President Trump was ready to do this, President Biden is doing it and has given a day certain and all of that. My question is it the right time? And if not, what would be a better time?
Well, Kevin, I think when we talk about national security, it's a global conversation. When you talk about the insurgents, like the Taliban, you also have to look at other coalitions that they have allied with. So we've got the issues in Iran happening. We've got the Afghanistan issues happening. Just those two groups alone are enough to make a national security crisis happen. We had 9/11 occur. And the reason why we stood up the forces to go into these locations was to make sure that this never happened again. So we've got two key efforts happening right now that are national security related, and again, it's Iran, it's Afghanistan, and when you aggregate all that information together, right now is not the time. When the time would be right, I would say we need at least 5 to 10 years before we see any real true changes with their current government, as well as with the warlords, which the Taliban is a group of warlords that have been in control for a considerable amount of time.
Adam, let me just ask you, you mentioned government. What type of government do they have there, and is it strong enough to overtake the sinister forces that are waiting for us to leave?
The government is essentially an attempted mirror copy of the U.S. government. Obviously, that's why we've invested so much time and energy there to establish processes like voting, democracy processes, and so forth. The problem is, though, that the Taliban have a certain philosophy in life, and that philosophy will essentially lead them to the grave if it's something worth dying for. That's something that's very ingrained in the mentality of these fighters, and I respect those fighters. As a warfighter myself, I understand because I have the same love for my country. So as an American citizen, Kevin, we've got to ask ourselves, how far are we willing to go for our country? That's probably just as far as they're willing to go. So I would tell you that they don't have the tenacity, the consistency, the willpower to outpace the Taliban's unfortunate conditioned mindset in the real field. They will win this war if we pull out.
Adam Roosevelt is an American hero. He has served two tours of duty in Afghanistan and knows that area of the world very, very well. He is not bullish on what we have done. And that includes what former President Trump did, of essentially saying we're getting out, or what Biden has done, which is a date certain. This is scary, and we are creating another training ground for terrorists in Afghanistan. You know, and I'm surprised that somebody as seasoned as President Biden wouldn't recognize this. It's just different. Stick around. More to do. I want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today. 702-870-4000. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This falls under the heading of one of the more bizarre stories that we will bring you over the course of a year. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel trying to make the case that Kevin McCarthy and pollster and lobbyist Frank Luntz are somehow roommates. Listen to this.
The top Republican in the House lives with a Google lobbyist? Come on, come on. Even by the sleazy and corrupt standards of politics in Washington, that did not seem possible. In fact, it sounded like a joke. But this morning, since we heard it, we called to check with Kevin McCarthy's spokeswoman. And when we raised this, she all but chuckled at the suggestion. No. When he's in Washington, she told us, Kevin McCarthy rents hotel rooms or sleeps in his office in the Capitol. He certainly isn't living with Frank Luntz. Okay, and that seemed logical to us. But we did press a little bit because we got the tip from someone we consider reliable and we just wanted to be sure. So the spokeswoman said she would get back to us. 2 hours later, we got this text. Quote, following up on our conversation from earlier today, because of the pandemic, McCarthy has rented a room in Washington at a fair market price from Frank Luntz. So actually, the top Republican in the House does live with someone who lobbies for Google. Mystery solved. Not only are they friends, they're roommates. So now you know why they listen to Frank Luntz, but they don't listen to you. No matter how cynical you've become lately watching Washington, that's still a pretty remarkable thing to learn. But other questions remain. For example, what did the coronavirus pandemic have to do with Kevin McCarthy's choice of apartments? The Chinese unleash a virus on the world, and all of a sudden congressional leaders have to live with Frank Luntz? Was there CDC guidance on that? If so, we missed it. If anything, COVID increased the number of housing options in Washington, D.C. In some places, apartment prices fell, but not in Frank Luntz's building. Frank Luntz lives in one of the most expensive buildings in Washington. We pulled the deed and we checked. The estimate that we found shows that Luntz's condo in the fashionable Penn Quarter part of the city would likely rent for over $5,000 a month. That's the, quote, fair market price. So the question is Kevin McCarthy paying $5,000 every month to Frank Luntz to live in his house? We would love to know the answer. We asked several times of his office, and no one got back to us with an answer. If Kevin McCarthy isn't paying market price, he is likely violating House ethics rules on taking gifts. And someday, we have no doubt, we will find out exactly what he is paying. But no matter what he's paying, as far as we're concerned, the price of the apartment is not the crime here. Kevin McCarthy's real crime is mocking his voters. Kevin McCarthy promises Republicans he shares their values. He tells them he's on their side. He says that he will fight for them against permanent Washington, the forces that would like to destroy their lives. Voters believe Kevin McCarthy when he says this. They send him back to office every 2 years. They send him money. And at the end of the day, Kevin McCarthy goes home to Frank Luntz's apartment in Penn Quarter, and he laughs about it.
Tucker Carlson, first of all, they've been friends. Kevin McCarthy and Frank Luntz have been friends for like 15 years. So I don't know if there's anything nefarious there. Maybe the Ethics Committee will look at that. I don't know. He is the leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. Stay with us. Lots more to come. We'll explain a little more on this coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dependence on oil from the Middle East got us into two wars in Iraq. During the Trump administration, we not only became energy independent, but also the world's biggest exporter of compressed natural gas. We have huge reserves of gas. The Democrats' war on using the fossil fuels we have would result in again becoming dependent on the Middle East for oil, and also cause us to become dependent on China. Yes, China. The vast majority of the lithium and other rare earth metals required for all the batteries in all the electric cars they want us to buy is mined in China. I don't think this is a good idea. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt, the number 4, Nevada.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to give the last word this hour and this day to this bizarre San Dimas, California racist woman. This is just bizarre. Let's go to cut 4. This is an unidentified California woman with an anti-cop rage during what looks like a routine traffic stop. This was from Fox News. I want you to hear this. I don't believe what I'm hearing, but here it is.
I pulled you over because
you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
You.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right?
Is that just the most bizarre thing? I can't wait till this woman surfaces. She probably will surface on cable news tonight. And I don't know how you defend what she did. There is no defense to this woman. She was clearly racist. And by the way, is that a great example? A great example